Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland into the evening, including the Washington, D.C. metro area. It was a skydiving plane that crashed today in Tullahoma, Tennessee, says the police department. Two people hurt, say Tennessee law enforcers and Homeland Security. They say 20 people were on board. On the sometimes violent protests against immigration raids, White House border czar Tom Homan tells NBC News that ongoing violent rhetoric could lead to loss of life. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
In front of a line of armed National Guard troops protecting a federal building in downtown L.A., a small group of protesters yell at the guardsmen to go home.
Protests so far confined to just a few blocks of downtown L.A. and Paramount, a town south of Los Angeles. Iran's intelligence minister claims without evidence that they've seized documents on Israel's nuclear program. This is ABC News. The 55th annual Los Angeles Pride Parade held in Hollywood today. Commander Shannon Paulson of the LAPD on hand.
LAPD has been participating in Pride for several decades now, and our participation has grown. It's crucial that we show our support for the LGBTQ community, but not only that, reflect the fact that we in fact, our members come from that community.
More on the American tennis star Coco Gauff becoming the 2025 French Open champion, defeating top-ranked Arina Sabalenka, Belarus. ABC's Ike Jachi.
Coco sharing a note she wrote to herself after a dream she had in 2021 that she would one day win the French Open.
I'm just really happy with the fight that I managed today. It wasn't pretty, but it got the job done, and that's all that matters.
Gauff making that dream come true.
ABC's Ike Jachi. Today, Carlos Alcaraz beat Yannick Sinner in the men's final at the French Open tennis tournament. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing clouds with light winds this evening, low 50, mostly cloudy tomorrow with light rain showers through the day, some thunderstorms likely, breezy and cooler with a high of 67, winds will be west 10 to 15 with gusts up to 25. Decreasing clouds tomorrow night through the night with a low of 49. Currently in Richland Center, partly to, now it's getting to be mostly sunny out there, and the winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. We have had gusts up to 18, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Today is Sunday, June 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. On Thursday evening at 6:44, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a traffic complaint in the town of Highland. A responding Iowa County Sheriff's Sergeant located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Following the stop, the driver was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense. The individual was transported to Upland Hills for evaluation and later released to a responsible party. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ruben Gallego introduced a bill to protect striking workers from their employers terminating their health care benefits. The Striking and Locked Out Workers Health Care Production Act would would protect, I should say, workers' health care benefits and prevent employers from using their power to cancel or alter health insurance for workers exercising their right to strike. In Wisconsin, two unions faced threats from employers, including striking union auto workers at Cummins in Oshkosh, in which workers' health care through Cummins is still terminated as their strike for better working conditions nears the 3-month mark. The National Labor Relations Act establishes workers' right to strike as a protected activity, and employees cannot be fired for striking. But employers can, and often do, threaten to cut workers' health care as a tactic to end the strike and intimidate workers. The bill would create a separate unfair labor practice category for when employers cut or alter workers' health insurance while they are on strike or locked out. The violators would be subject to increasing levels of civil penalties. A Wisconsin State Assembly committee held a public hearing this week on legislation that would require a full plain language explanation for proposed constitutional amendments and referendums appearing on the ballot. The bill would require amendments and referendums to include the date, full ballot text, a summary of the current law, an explanation of the change, and an explanation of what a yes or no vote would mean. It also reallocates the responsibility of providing that information from the state attorney general to the sponsors of the measure. The U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission this week accusing the commission of violating the Help America Vote Act. According to the letter, the commission had not offered a state-based administrative complaint procedure allowing residents to report violations they observe or experience while voting based on a 2022 state court decision that ruled the commission cannot police itself. The letter also requests that the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission withhold federal funding until the WEC comes into compliance with the HAVA. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager, Sophia Franklin, from Beaver Dam, has been postponed by 2 weeks, according to online court records updated Wednesday. The 40-year-old suspect, Gary Day, who faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of the teen, was originally scheduled to enter a plea on Tuesday. That hearing has now been rescheduled for 1:30 on June 17th. The individual is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions. A central Wisconsin man is going to prison following the takedown of a large meth trafficking ring in Marathon County. The 32-year-old Joshua Lake of Stratford will serve 11 years in federal prison after investigators found he was responsible for distributing more than 50 pounds of the drug in central Wisconsin in early 2024. They caught up with him after he sold an undercover agent in February of that year, leading officers to raid his home a few weeks later. There, Lake waived his right to remain silent and pointed officers to items in the home and admitted he was scheduled to fly to Mexico in the near future. Officers found both meth and cocaine in the home, along with a firearm. Three other individuals are serving between 2.5 and 7 years in prison for their roles. The Wisconsin Humane Society is looking for families to adopt foster dogs. Spokeswoman Angela Speed says the group is sheltering 400 dogs right now, and that's too many. 100 of the dogs are ready for adoption, and WHS is offering a discounted adoption fee of $75 for all dogs over 6 months old. Speed says adopting a pet means you can be sure it's healthy, that you know its history and temperament, and if that pet is right for your family. The event runs through next Wednesday, and you can find out more online at wihumane.org. Young people headed to college or out on their own after high school need to be wary of credit card offers. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says there are shady businesses looking to prey on people with fresh credit histories. Schiller says starting with a low-limit credit card from your bank is probably the best place for high school grads to start from. a local launch event for the book Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change, featuring authors Tom Moskaller and Mike Brenninger, will be held this Monday, that's tomorrow, at the Richland Center Community Center. Brenninger is not only a co-author of the book, but also a local resident.
Tom Moskaller from Madison and I wrote this book, Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change. It took us 3 years to put this book together. We actually had a team that worked with us. But, you know, the more people you've got, kind of the slower things go. So 3 years in the making, but we finally got it launched in 2025.
The authors have known each other for many years. Common experiences in their lives helped them create the idea for their novel.
Tom is from Madison. I'm from Richland Center. We worked together. We collaborated together on various projects for about 10 years. So we were kind of in that network. We created what was called Wisconsin Partners. And then Tom and I did a lot of projects together. Tom has worked in the city, but he's a farm boy at heart. He grew up in Door County on a dairy farm. I grew up in Richland County on a dairy farm. We had some common experience in the milk strikes of the 1960s, which most people won't remember, but a few that were in that industry certainly would. It was a difficult time, and we both learned some really significant lessons that launched us into wanting to see community change in positive ways, leave things better than when we came.
The book is structured to help inform its readers on how to create positive community changes.
In the middle of each story, we have kind of a cliffhanger. We go through the first half of the story and then it stops. Then there's a little cliffhanger, like what's going to happen next? And in between the first half of the story and the second half of the story, we give instruction about what you go through to develop a shared vision, for example. How does that work? The lessons that we've learned. So there's a little bit of instruction. After the instruction, then there's the second part of the story that tells how things ended up. And each story is an engaging, interesting story. Some are from Wisconsin, some are from other states, some are national stories. And then after the story is done, there's think and do activation. So things to think about and then do. What's the first step I take if I want to make this a vision and a shared vision?
Tomorrow's event will begin at 5:30 with a tour of the Richland Center Aquatic Center, which is one of the stories in the book. Following the tour, it is the author's presentation. Brenninger discusses what the presentation involves.
At 6 o'clock, we will have the author's presentation. So typically, Tom and I will give a little discussion about the book, about why, about what we went through to make it happen, and where we've been so far. We'll tell a little bit of our own story. We typically have a story from the book being read. We will probably have the Aquatic Center story being read. And then we have people go through a little exercise. What's an interest you have? And it's kind of a table exercise where they write down how they would work that into the framework of the book.
Following the presentation, there will be a Q&A session and refreshments. There will also be a book buying and signing. Cost of a book is $15. If you already have a copy, you are welcome to bring it to be signed. All are welcome to the Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change book launch event featuring authors Mike Brenninger and Tom Moskaller tomorrow, starting at 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. And all Walk with Grace teams are reminded that T-shirt orders are due on Tuesday. Orders can be dropped off at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center from 11 to 6. Returning teams should note, if you have a revised logo, they are due Tuesday as well. As a reminder, 2XL shirts and larger are an extra $2 per shirt, and an extra money owed is due Tuesday as well. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Today is Sunday, June 8th. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Bosatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, at the Muscadet Park Lion Shelter from 11 until 3. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. William Cairns, age 73. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have an increase in clouds as we get into our late night hours. Winds are also going to be more on the light side as we go through the overnight, dropping down around 5 miles an hour coming from the west and southwest. Temperatures will drop down to the upper 40s to low 50s. For Monday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with light rain showers through the day. Some thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon hours. Winds will be on the breezy side coming from the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusting up to 25. Temperatures will be a bit cooler. Mid to upper 60s can be expected for highs. Monday night, we're looking at a decrease in clouds throughout the overnight hours. Temperatures will be dropping down to the upper 40s. Winds from the west around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday is going to give us mostly sunny skies and mild conditions, so a bit of a break from the rain there. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s, winds from the west-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As we get into the middle of the week for Wednesday, we're going to have an increase in clouds in the afternoon hours, otherwise a sunny start to the day. Rain showers are going to be moving in later on at night. Temperatures will be warmer. We're looking at upper 70s to low 80s for highs. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected through the day. Some periods of heavy rain can also come up as well. Slightly cooler temperatures with a cooling trend we're expecting, highs in the mid-70s. Friday is going to give us more scattered showers through the day with some thunderstorms popping up periodically. We're also looking at highs only hitting the low 70s. And as we head into next weekend for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies and some light showers are expected to be ending by the mid to late afternoon hours. We're looking at temperatures staying mostly in the mid-70s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and hazy, and our temperature is 74 degrees after a high today of 75 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 81, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1911 is 93 degrees, and we reached a low, a record low of 37 back in 1969. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 18. Our barometric reading is 29.72, and we have received 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
In a broadcast heard earlier, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, Casanova hosted Black Earth in Home Talent League Baseball. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Black Earth Bombers get a win against the Casanova Reds, 8-2 the final score. The Reds led early in this home talent baseball action when Isaac Jennings stepped to the plate and drove a two-run home run out of the ballpark, and the Reds led 2-0. Black Earth would counter with a run in the third, 2 in the fourth, and they would break open the close game with 2 in the seventh and 3 more runs in the ninth inning. They were led by Derek Adler, who was 4-for-5 with an RBI and 2 scored. Mark Caminiti, 3-for-5 with a double. And Bryce Hopwood was the winning pitcher, striking out 3 and walking just one batter while giving up 6 Casanova hits. Aaron Hipsch goes 6 innings, allowing 8 hits, striking out 2 and walking 2. And Isaac Jennings came on in relief and gave up 6 hits here in the action at the end of the ballgame. The win, with the Black Earth getting the victory and now moving to 2-4, Casanova falls to 0-4 in Sunday league play. The line score today, 8 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors, 9 left on for Black Earth. For Casanova, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and 7 left aboard. The Reds will host Reedsburg in Friday night. Night league action, a 7-inning game coming up this Friday at Casanova Memorial. Black Earth Bombers get the victory, 8-2, the final here in Casanova. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in area home talent league action, we got a couple finals to pass along. First of all, Arena beat Sulzberg-Benton by a score of 4-3, and Columbus defeated Wisconsin Dells 12-2. Manny Machado homered, and Ryan Berger combined with 5 relievers on a 4-hitter as the San Diego Padres edged the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. The victory enabled the Padres to win the series in Milwaukee before they return home to face the reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers for the first time this season. Machado greeted Rob Zastrzynski by connecting on a 3-2 pitch and delivering a 425-foot drive over the wall in left center field for his third homer in his last four games. It was the first run Zaszczynski had allowed in 10 appearances this year. And next up for the Brewers, they face the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee starting tomorrow night. First pitch for tomorrow night's contest will be at 6:40. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:05. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Rays beat the Marlins 3-2. It was the Padres shutting out the Brewers, as just mentioned, 1-0. The Rangers beat the Nationals 4-2. It was the Pirates over the Phillies 2-1. The Tigers defeated the Cubs by shutting them out 4-0. The Guardians beat the Astros 4-2. It was the Reds over the Diamondbacks 4-2. The Twins defeated the Blue Jays 6-3. The Royals beat the White Sox 7-5. It was the Dodgers over the Cardinals by a score of 7-3. And games that are currently, actually this game is now final. It's the Mets beating the Rockies 13-5. And then other games going on. The Athletics lead the Orioles 4-1 in the top of the eighth. And then another final just came in. It was the Giants beating the Braves 4-3. And the Mariners lead the Angels 3-2 and going into the ninth inning. And tonight's Sunday night baseball game features the Red Sox at the Yankees. Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff is putting the best possible spin on the latest setback in his attempted comeback. Woodruff was on the verge of pitching in the majors for the first time since September of 2023, when he was struck in the throwing elbow by a line drive with a 108-mile-per-hour exit velocity during a rehabilitation appearance Tuesday with AAA Nashville. The incident left the two-time All-Star with a bruised elbow that will delay his return once more. The Athletics have acquired catcher Austin Wins from the Cincinnati Reds for cash. That wasn't the only move involving the Athletics. The Milwaukee Brewers claimed outfielder Drew Avens off waivers from the Athletics and assigned him to their AAA Nashville affiliate. The 34-year-old Wins had batted 400 with a .442 on-base percentage, 3 homers, and 11 RBIs in 18 games with the Reds. Avens had gone 1-for-15 in 7 games with the Athletics this season. He had hit .328 with 4 homers and 34 RBIs and 16 steals in 48 games with the Athletics' AAA Las Vegas affiliate. Former Milwaukee Bucks coach Don Nelson has been invited to the NBA Finals countless times in recent years, always declining those opportunities. This time, his peers found a way to ensure he couldn't say no. Nelson, a Basketball Hall of Famer and 3-time NBA Coach of the Year, was announced today as this year's recipient of the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award, presented by the National Basketball Coaches Association. It will be formally given out tonight, about an hour before Game 2 of the NBA Finals between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will almost certainly reach a milestone tonight. The reigning NBA MVP from the Thunder enters Game 2 of the NBA Finals against the Indiana Pacers, just 2 points away from 3,000 for the season, including the regular season and playoffs. That's a total that has been reached 24 other times in the league history, 10 by Michael Jordan, 5 by Will Chamberlain, and once by 9 other players. The second consecutive Stanley Cup final between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers has been about as even as a series can get through 2 games, with each winning 1 in overtime. The Panthers have led for more times. The Oilers have gotten more shots on net, and a bounce or two here or there could have changed that complexion of where these teams are at. That's still the case going into Game 3 on Monday night, with the chance that small adjustments could tilt the series one way or the other. and the $2.8 billion NCAA settlement is being touted as a path to stability for college sports, clearing the way for schools to pay for their athletes within certain parameters. Football and basketball players are expected to be the highest paid athletes on campus. Most projections estimated 75% of revenue sharing will go towards football. It begs the question, what happens to the non-revenue generating sports? This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
100.9 WRCO. You call up Chicago, little knowing Reno, Detroit and Kalamazoo. Hit them up in Boston, back down to Austin, LA and back. Cowboy hat, Hank never done it like that. So we're taking our country back. We're taking our country back, back to the hollers and hills. Show your bright light towns how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. With dust on the bottle, boots on. Ask her nice, you can twist her around. If she likes a song, if she likes a sound, I'm here to help with all that. Taking our country back. taking our country back, back to the hollers and hills. Show your bright light towns how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. Got some dust on the bottom, boots on the throttle, horns on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're taking our country back. Yeah, we're taking our country back. Taking our country back. Taking our country back. Taking our country back. Taking it back.
House is a big one up on the hill. Hey, that's where he's got me, girl. I'm not that I blame you at all. I don't say you're sorry, just go and have you a ball.
Makes the breakfast for all those sleepy heads. Yeah, yeah. every afternoon, waiting by the door. She sees her babies are running off the bus. She couldn't love them anymore. Yeah. Oh, some things never change. Like when I'm lying next to you, well, I remember when your kisses made me crazy. So beautiful.
Finally find it, there'll be no denying. what you're looking for.
That was 615 Collective, What You're Looking For. Before that, we had Sarah Evans and Eric Church, as well as Randy Hauser. And our time is 546, and temperature 74 degrees right now in Richland Center. Winds are around 9 miles per hour. We've had gusts now up to 19 miles per hour. So we had rain today, 28 100ths of an inch, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And core temperatures, pretty nice temperatures, though, 74 degrees, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. So turning out to be a pretty decent Sunday after that short, brief, rainy Sunday morning. But I tell you what, good way to end your Sunday. Stick around and listen to Mr. Bo Hinrichs. He'll bring you some great classic country music with Old Country from 6 until midnight. Bo will be playing some great classics by some great classic artists. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com. And if you haven't downloaded your Civic Media app yet, be sure to do that because you can listen to Bo on that as well.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
From Prairie to Sac to Platteville, there are farmers who would do this work with their eyes closed, but they don't. They stay sharp, stay cautious, and stay safe. Even when they've planted the same field for 30 years, they treat every day like it's the first time, because they know the land can still surprise you. This message in support of agriculture is sponsored by the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
They say he's out there and they don't get it.
That's just a love in that boy.
That was the Wilkinsons with Jimmy's Got a Girlfriend on Country and Community, WRCO. A couple things from the Lost and Found Department. We just received this found item. A baby blanket. It is white with pink squares and hearts. The blanket was found on County Q near Hyatt Road. If this sounds like your blanket, give a call to 608-459-0604. Also found a black male black lab. It was found near the Atlanta Springs area yesterday. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-604-8213. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Old Country right here on WRCO. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back on tomorrow right after I'll be doing sports during the news, and then after the Ag Report, I will have some great music for you up till the 8 o'clock hour. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the Light in the Milk House with House. I'm sorry. Tune in tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock with the Light in the Milk House show. There we go, with Mr. Phil Nee. And hopefully you'll tune in and enjoy yourself with Phil's great brand of entertainment. All right, taking us up to the top of the hour, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with I Fought the Law. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.